So sore sheets are in the back. So for those of you who are still here, I commend you. We are, I don't even know how many hours we have been here. A lot. We've been here a lot. I'll be honest that when I was reading Tehillim and my voice was starting to go, I felt bad because Tehillim is a beautiful song and I really wanted to say it with a full voice. Something about Kohelet tells me that this is the voice it is supposed to be read in. So let us go in to Kohelet. Kohelet. So the third Sefer of Shlomo HaMelech. Shir HaShirim Rabba tells us Shlosha Svarim Kadav Mishlei V'Kohelet V'Shir HaShirim. He wrote Mishlei, which we've talked about, Kohelet, which we will talk about in just a moment, and Shir HaShirim. So the Gemara says, and I mentioned this before, he's a man, Katav Tchila. Which one did he write first? So, first possibility, Rabbi Chiya Rabba V'Rabbi Yonatan. Chiya Rabba Amar Mishlei Katav Tchila. Rabbi Chiya Rabba said he wrote Mishlei first. V'achar Kach Shir HaShirim, V'achar Kach Kohelet. Umayti lemaikra, and he proves it from the following verse. Vaydaber shloshet alfim mashal, mashal ze sefer mishlei. He wrote mishalim. The next part of the verse is vahi shiro chamisha v'elef, and his song was 1,005. Ze shir hashirim ukohelet basof amar, and then he said kohelet. Okay, that's not a thematic claim. Matnita rebchia pligal da din shmaita, but that argues with the following statement. Matnita amra shloshtan katav kachat. So one Tanaitic statement says it was said they were all said at the same time, meaning he taught them at the same time. Ushmata amra kol chad v'chad b'fnei asmo. Another says they were written at different stages. Tani Rabbi Chiya Rabba rak leid ziknat Shlomo sharta lav ruach hakodesh v'amar shlosha svarim. And at the end of his life, he wrote all three books. Mishlei v'koelet v'shir hashirim. Rabbi Yonatan amar. Rabbi Yonatan says no, thank you. Shir hashirim katav tchila. First he wrote shir hashirim. V'achar kach mishlei, and then mishlei. V'achar kach Kohelet, and then Kohelet. Umayti l'Rabbi Yonatan miderech eretz. Rabbi Yonatan said, I can explain it to you. K'shadam nar omer divrei zemer. When someone's young, he sings love songs. Higdil omer divrei mishalot. He gets older, and he says wise things. His skin omer divrei havalim. When he's old, he just says, forget it. Everything is vanity. Rav Yanai Chamui Deriyami Amar HaKol Modim Shekohelet B'Sof Amran. Therefore, everyone agrees that Kohelet was written at the end. Kohelet, I've got to admit, is one of my favorite Svarim in Tanakh by a landslide. It really is, but it is a depressing book. It starts off depressing. Seven times. Hevel. Vanity of vanities, so vanity of vanity, all is vain, all is futile, all is nothingness. It is depressing. And then it goes, there's some depressing, there's some hedonism, right? Sometimes he just says, well, if life is all, if everything's going to be terrible, then you might as well enjoy life. So, hey, just enjoy getting married, enjoy being with your wife, have some good food, whatever. There's no greater purpose to life. Other times he says, nah, I'm balanced. Sometimes he collects himself and he says, there's a time for this, there's a time for that, there's a time to sing, a time to dance, and a time to be sad, and a time to mourn. He goes up and down. There's no order to Kohelet. I tried. I was like, should I try to put an order in Kohelet? And if I could manage, I would be... rich is probably not true. But you know, whatever. I would be... I'd be recognized as a much bigger scholar than I am, because putting order on the book, it's very hard. And to be fair, I think that's the point of the book. There is no direct order the book goes. It's positive, it's negative, it's happy, it's sad, it's life is meaningful, life is meaningless. This is a person who's grappling, he's struggling with the point of life. And sometimes, when you're struggling, sometimes things are good, and sometimes things are bad, and sometimes you think you have a point to life, and sometimes you don't, and sometimes you're balanced, and sometimes you despair, and sometimes you're hedonistic, and sometimes you're rational, and you're controlled. And Kohelet goes up and down. And it is such a hard sefer that Chazal, and we'll come to this in a moment, didn't want to canonize it at all. They just wanted to throw it out of Tanakh and say, this just can't be. It contradicts itself. It spews heresy. It's just not a good book. It's not happening. But then they don't, because at the end there's a two-pasuk coda that makes it all better. So they said, it's all fine, it's fine. Now academics read the book, and they say, it can't be. Shlomo didn't write the last two psukim. It doesn't make sense. How did the same person who wrote the other 12 chapters of Kohelet write the last two psukim, which are so wholesome? But I want to try to understand how Chazal view this book. So let's see what Chazal were struggling with, and let's try to solve it. So Kohelet starts. Divrei Kohelet ben David, Melech Yerushalayim. These are the words of Kohelet ben David. Chazal assume is Shlomo. And he's called Kohelet because he said this publicly. He really knew how to rouse a crowd, right? Get them all excited and happy. Havel havalim amar Kohelet, havel havalim hakol havel. Oh, vanities of vanities, futility of futilities. So said Kohelet, futility of futilities, all is futile, all is worthless, all is meaningless, or hevel might come from breath, from air. All just dissipates. It's just all those things you think are meaningful, they're not. They're just not. Like, what is the point? Just what is the? I'll read it more colloquially, right? Because you don't get the translation, you don't get the feeling if you read the formal translation. What is the point of doing anything under the sun? There's just no point. A generation goes, and the world keeps standing. Right, we think all these exciting things have happened. The 20th century was so exciting, but we went through two world wars. We created new nations. We created the Soviet Union. We got rid of the Soviet Union. And in the end, Siberia is still freezing, right? Nothing ever changes. The world is just, it's just what it is. Zorach HaShemesh, Uvah HaShemesh, Ve'el Mekomo Shoev Zorech Husham. The sun shines, and then it sets. And it goes back to where it was came from. Holech al darom, sovev al safon, sovev, holech aruach, vaz v'dav shavaruach. The wind just goes around and around and around and around. It comes back, it goes forth, it comes back. Kol nechalim olchem alayam. Right, we all get excited. It's like, ooh, today is the coldest day. The coldest, December 24th. I mean, it's not, but whatever, in 100 years. But that just means that 100 years ago it was this cold, right? No matter how much, nothing ever changes. The rivers, they go into the sea, and the sea just doesn't fill up. Where they go, they come back. All words are just exhausting. You can't say everything you want to say. The eye will never be satiated. Your ear will never hear everything. It will never be full. Masha ya usheye, masha nasa usheye, sev enko chadash tachar ha-shemesh. What was will always be, and there is nothing new under the sun. Anika Kohelet, ayiti melech ha-yisrael b'yishlaim. I was a king. I was wealthy. V'natati et libi ledrosh v'latur b'chokhma al kol asher nasa tachar ha-shemayim. Hu inyan ra, natan Elohim l'bnei adam lanad bo. And look, I was rich. I had all the time in the world. I could do whatever I want. So I spent the time. I'm Shlomo. I tried to understand wisdom. And you know what I figured out in all my free time that I had, becoming the smartest man in the world? It's all pointless. God gave the whole world just to torture us. Ra'iti et kol ha-masim sh'nasu tachar ha-shemesh. Ha-shemesh v'nei ha-kol evad ruach. I looked at everything. I was the most powerful emperor in the world. And as he goes on to tell you, I tried everything. I was a hedonist. You think the world's about pleasure? I tried it all. It's not so great. I tried every pleasure in this world, every food, every anything, power, wisdom, wealth, everything. Everything. And it's worthless. I've been there, done that. Meh. Right, this is like, and the whole book just goes on like this. It just goes on. And then at the end, Kohelet says, and you know what the summary of the book is? You're just waiting for him to say, the summary of the book is, life is pointless, give up before you start, and whatever. Right? Instead he says, Sof Tavar, here's the summary of the book. Sof Tavar kol nishma, Elohim yirav et mitzvotav shemor kizeh kol adam. The upshot of it all is, fear God, keep his mitzvot, because that's the purpose of man. Ki et kol maaseh Elohim yavo v'mishvato kol ne'elam en tov v'emra, and everything that you do, you'll be held accountable for. And you look at the book, you say, where did that come from? The whole world is pointless. At the end, he's like, and you know what the summary of my life is? Do the right thing and it'll all be good, because God will take account of it. It'll all be, you know, God is fair and the world, you know, it's a pretty decent place, at least just, and that's fine. And Chazal look at this book and they say, I do not know where to begin. And Chazal in number 4 say, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rav Shmuel Bar Shelat Mishmei Derav Bikshu Chachamim Lignos Sefer Kohelet. The Chachamim knew what to do. They said, you know what? Let's bury it. Let's just bury it. Kiniza means let's not canonize it. Okay? Let's bury it. We don't want this in Tanakh. Mibrei Shedvarav Sotrin Zedze, because it's just filled with contradictions. And why not? Why didn't they kick it out of the canon? Because it starts with Torah and it ends with Torah. So you look at this Gemara and you say, wait a second, I get it. Okay, the end is Torah, that's true. The end is, everything is has a point. As long as you do what God says, it'll all be great. Where in the first 10 psukim did they see Torah? So they say, Dichtiv. Because the pasuk says, what benefit is to man in doing anything under the sun? Now, reading that pasuk, raise your hand if you think you would have read the third pasuk in Kohelet, right? What is the point of man's life in this world as you should learn Torah? Right? Does anyone see that? But this is how they read it. The Amri Debe Rabbi Yanai, Tachar HaShemesh Hu Dein Lo, Kodim Shemesh Yeshlo, beneath the sun, there is nothing worthwhile, but above the sun, before the sun, meaning the Torah, which preceded the world and lives in heaven, that is the point. That was the hidden message of the whole book. You know when he said he was miserable and the world is pointless the whole time? He was just telling you that everything besides for the Torah. How did Chazal get that? I read, what is the point of life? I read, what is the point of life? Chazal said, what is the point of life? That thing that I didn't mention, but is obvious from context. It's not obvious. And they continue. And they say, and how do you know? Because the end tells you it's about Torah. Mike is Ekol Adam. What does it mean? This is all of men. Amar Rebbe, Kolam Kulo Lo Nivrael B'Shvil Zeh. The world was created for this person. V'Abba Barkana Amar Shakol Zeh Keneged Kol Olam Kulo. This person is equivalent to the whole world. Shimon Ben Azay Omer V'Amri La Shimon Ben Zoma Omer Lo Nivra Kolam Kulo El Tzavot Zeh. The whole world was created to be a companion to this person. So this bothered me for a long time. It bothered me for a long time because I like Kohelet, you know, I do. I like it with all its challenges and its contradictions and its depressing nature, because you know what? Sometimes that's what life feels like, and you want to know that someone else felt that way. It's not the whole story. He wrote Mishlei and Shir Shirim also. But what are Chazal doing to me? How are they rereading the whole book? The book said that sometimes things feel pointless. Sometimes you just look at life and you're like, what am I doing here? And our angel has a nice article where he said, Kohelet is the human perspective, right? Mishlei is good things happen to good people, bad things happen to bad people. And Kohelet is, nah. Sometimes bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people and life just isn't fair. And you know what? Death is the great equalizer, and it doesn't matter how good you are, in the end you're going to die and that's it. And you know what? Sometimes life feels that way. And you can't always be Mishlei. You can't always say, no, no matter what it looks like, there's a point to this world. Sometimes you want to know that even Shlomo HaMelech just felt like, I don't get it. You want, as Reitzer Chiner said with Eicha, you want the freedom to say, sometimes I just don't get it. Life is full of contradictions. And I always found that to be the beauty of Kohelet. So what are Chazal doing? And where do they get it from? So, when I took a course in YU on Kohelet, I came up with one fundamental chiddush, an earth-shattering chiddush, earth-shattering new idea. And my professor, who is a tremendous scholar of Tanakh, Rabbi Dr. Moshe Bernstein, said this was his favorite part of my paper, was this earth-shattering Kiddush. And I'm going to tell it to you. I'm going to share with you my secret. And after I say it, you will all agree with it, I promise you. Most people who write commentaries on books have read the book through before they start. This is my Kiddush. Meaning most people don't write a commentary in a book the first time around. Does anyone disagree with what I just said? No, right? We assume that people who understand a book well enough to comment on it have read it more than once. What does that mean? Now let's tease out the implication. If you're Chazal and you've read the book twice, I mean, you're now on your second time around. If you read Kohelet the first time and you read Ma'yitron La'adam B'chol Amalo Shem Altachar HaShemesh, there's no way in the world you would say that means that this world is meaningless unless you learn Torah. But then you have a problem, because you read to the end of the book, and it says, Sof Tavar Kol Nishmad Elim Yiravit Mitzvotav Shemor Kizeh Kol Adam. And then you're stuck, because 12 chapters, Kohelet tells you the world is meaningless. And then at the end, he tells you this secret. There's purpose in the world. And you say, well, then what did he mean in the rest of the book? Meaning, he knew this. Why didn't he tell us that in chapter 1? So then you think a little bit more. And you say, well, Shlomo was the smartest man who ever lived. So you know what? Maybe he wrote a double-level book. Maybe he read a book that's meant to be read twice. Right, this is what I call the title of this year. The Point of Light on Second Thought. Maybe this is how Chazal read it. And this is my suggestion as to how you're supposed to read Kohelet from the vantage point of Chazal. Kohelet wants you, Shlomo wants you to read the book once, not knowing what it is at the end. And he wants you to struggle as he struggled. He wants you to feel life is pointless and things are unfair and why do I bother? He wants you to feel that. And then he wants you to get to the end and be shocked because Sof Tavar Kol Nishmad Elim Yiravit Mitzvotav Shemor Kizeh Kol Adam. The summary of the whole book is that there's purpose to the world. Just learn Torah. Do the right thing. And you shake your head for a moment and you say, what do you mean? If that was the key, why didn't you tell me all the way at the beginning? Why'd you let me struggle through it and feel like life is meaningful? So you go back to the beginning of the book. What?
Meaningless.
Meaningless, thank you. Why'd you tell me it was meaningless? What? Freudian sleep, exactly. Right? Why'd you let me think that it was meaningless? So you go back to the beginning of the book. And you say, maybe there's another meaning. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I misunderstood you. So you try again. Ma'yitron la'adam b'chol amalo shem altachar HaShemesh. That sounds like everything's pointless. But then you say, well, why did Shlomo write Ma'yitron la'adam b'chol amalo shem altachar HaShemesh? Just say, well, Ma'yitron la'adam b'chol amalo. So you say, maybe there's a hidden meaning. So you say, Tachar HaShemesh v'lo me'al HaShemesh. Maybe there are things in life that if you just dig a little bit deeper, make life meaningful. And Chazal, I think, felt that Shlomo wrote this book and wanted you to read it twice. He wants you to read it once through and feel as he did. Feel that sometimes a human being, it just feels like life is pointless. And he wants you to read the book as if that's its meaning. And then he wants you to get to the end where he says, and the summary of this book is that life is intensely meaningful. Shake your head and say, I clearly just missed something in this book. Go back to the beginning and reread it, and dig a little bit deeper. And then you'll find that life isn't meaningless. There is meaning. It's just hidden. And sometimes it's hard to see. Kohelet is meant to be read twice. You're meant to experience it without knowing Sof Tavar, and then you're supposed to read it, reread it, knowing Sof Tavar. And that, I think, is how Chazal read it. Because if you look at the number 5, this is the Aramaic Targum of Yonatan ben Uziel, one of the Tanaim, one of the earliest commentaries we have on any book in Tanakh. This is his translation. Ma motarit le'nash batar di'imut min kol torched hu tarach tichot shimsha ba'al mahadein elahein le'meisak be'oraita the Kabbalah igir shlim la'alma da'atei kadam marei alma. What advantage is there to man after his death from all his labor which he labored under the sun in this world, except he studied the word of God in order to receive a good reward in the world to come from before the Lord of the world? And you look at that just like you look at the Gemara and you say, where did he get that? And as I said, this was my novelty in the paper. This was my chiddush. Because Targum Yonatan is writing the Targum. He's rereading the book for you. He's telling you, if you want to reread Kohelet, and you want to know how Sof Davar HaKol Nishmat Elohim Yirad and Sotav Shemor permeates the whole book, this is how you got to read it. And Rashi does the same thing. Look at Rashi in 6 and 7. Mayitron, what benefits Charum Umotar, what reward or benefit do you get? Tachar Hashemesh, Tmurat HaTorah, Shikru Yahor. What benefit will you get in the world if you trade in the Torah, which is light? Shneamar V'Torah Or, Kol Amal Shu Machlif Bo, Isek HaTorah, Maschar Bo. All toil which is switched for involvement in Torah, reward is in it. Or in 7, Masha Yahusheyeh, what was. That sounds right. What was. Nothing's ever going to change, but this is how he rereads it. You're right. There's nothing novel in the world if you're not looking at Torah. If you look at the material world, you only see what's created. But if you look into the Torah, you'll find new things. Kohelet Rabbah, the Midrash, does this as well. Ma'itron la'adam. Amar Rabbi Binyamin. Bikshu chachamim. Lignos sefer Kohelet b'nishamatsu b'dvarim matin l'tzad minut. The Midrash is even harsher than Gemara. They wanted to hide away the Kohelet because it's heretical. Amru. Harikolch machachmato shel Shlomo shebalo mar ma'itron la'adam b'chol amalo. They said, really? For all his wisdom, the smartest person in the world, it all came down to what is the point? Could he possibly have meant Torah? He didn't say there's nothing worthwhile. He said Amalo. His toil. But if you toil in Torah, which is his toil with a capital H, there's meaning. Kohelet Rabba again. Rabbi Shmuel bar Avit, Chamatel Avishem, Rabbi Shimon ben Eliezer, Shiva Valim Shamar Kohelet. The 7 meaninglessnesses, vanities, keneged shiva ulamot shadam roeh. And this mashal, this interpretation of Kohelet, wraps up what I think Chazal saw in this book. Ben shana dome lemelech natun bisbekarpetisei, I hope I got that right, vakol mechapkin meneshkinoto. And a baby, you're a king. You are just a king. You're in the carriage. Everyone kisses you, gives you free things. They love you, hug you, and kiss you. Babies are the king of the world. Bin shtayim v'shalosh domeh l'chazir sheposhet yadav b'bivin. 2 and 3, you are like a pig. You ferret in the sewers, right? Right? It's an ufruf, and they throw candy, and the kids are out there, right? You know? That's how it is. Ben eser shanako feitz gigdi. When they're 10, they jump around like young goats. Ben Esrim, Kisus Nahe Meshaber Garmeu Vai Itza. When you're 20, you're like a neighing horse. You groom yourself to find a wife. Nasai Shareku Chamor. Once you are married, you got a family to support, you are a donkey, right? You are a animal of burden. Holid Banim Meiz Banav Kachelev Lavi Lachem. Right? You have children, you're like a dog, you're brazen, right? You need to support your family and you'll do whatever it takes. And Lavi Lachem is a note. He is keen when you're old, if you're like a monkey. Right? Hadad taimar bame aretz. That's life. If you don't have meaning in your life, you start out like a king and it goes downhill from there. Aval bibnei Torah. But if you have meaning in your life, k'tiv amelach David zakein, that the king David was old. Afal pishu zakein, even though he was old, melech, he was a king. I remember visiting my grandmother years ago. And when she was elderly, she had Alzheimer's, and she lived in an assisted living. And you saw a lot of people who were sick, and it's hard. It is hard. And they're depressed, and they're watching movies. You know, just movies all day. But then there's that little Beit Midrash over there, and there was a guy in his 80s, right, who clearly had learned, and every day he was there for hours just learning. And you saw him, he was happy, right, because he had something to do. And it didn't matter, he'd been 80, he'd been 80 years, so he'd been learning for 75 years since he was a little kid. You know what? He was happy. He was retired, he couldn't walk so much, so he sat there and he learned. He had meaning in his life. He didn't have to watch the movies all day, he found meaning, he was happy. You see that it's true. That a person could be as old and as weak and in the same situation, but if he has meaning, he has something to do, the older he gets, the more regal he is. Because people realize he has wisdom to share. People don't have meaning in their life. They don't have something to fill their time with. When they start to lose their energy. It's sad, right? But what Qohelet is telling you is there's two ways you can live life. You can live life the way you read the book the first time. That life just seems unfair. At some point it just seems pointless. You've tried so hard your whole life. You get older, you get weak, and all your accomplishments, they disappear. The world is run by the young. And you can get depressed, or you can give up. That's if you think about life the first time around. But on second thought, you can transform it all. Sof davara kol nishmat olam yirav mitzvotav shemor. You find meaning in your life. Then you realize, sure, I'm alo. Your job, you're going to retire. And you're going to be too weak to go to work. And you're going to have to find meaning in something else. If you don't have meaning in something besides for your job, then when you retire, what are you going to do? But if you have a meaningful life, then it's not Amalo. It's Amalo with a capital H. It's his Amal. You'll have meaning till the end. And instead of going, Masha Yahushe, yeah, instead of the world following its natural course, instead of being old and being, as the Midrash says, a monkey, right? That it's just sad. In the end, no, you'll be a Melech David Zakein. You'll be Zakein, but you'll be a Melech. Because people will look in you and say that your physical strength may be gone, but you've imbued your life with meaning. And therefore, Qohelet, as I called it, is the point of life on second thought. You're supposed to read it twice. You're supposed to see two visions of what the world could be. It could be what we sometimes feel it is, pointless and hard and difficult. But sometimes we can look back and say, just dig a little bit deeper. Remember that there is a point even when it's hard to see. If you dig a little bit deeper, it's hidden there in the secondary meaning. There is point to life. And therefore, yes, the summary of Qohelet isn't what you thought it was reading it the first time around. It's Sof Davar Kol Nishmat Olam Yirav Mitzvotav Shemor Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. If that's the way you live your life, then as the Midrash says, HaMelech David Zakein, Afal Pi Shehu Zakein, even though you're old and you're weak and you can't do everything you might have done earlier in life, Melech. You've reached the pinnacle, you've lived your life fully, that's something to be proud of and be happy of, and that is a life worth living.